Sometimes I really hate the news. Do you ever feel like that? Sometimes we might read news or watch news or hear news from somebody else or see it on some kind of social media platform, and it just changes our mood and affects our faith even sometimes. So when those moments happen, how do we move past that? And how do we demonstrate that faith? How do we show our trust in God, especially when we are demonstrating it for our children? Hey everyone, good morning. It is just after 5:30, and I thought I would go ahead and get a start on a few podcasts I was working on. So, hello everybody. All right, let's get into it. Have you ever had one of those moments where you start off in a relatively good mood or maybe a really joyous mood, but somehow you end up either getting a text message or reading an email or seeing a news notification pop up on your phone? You know, if you look at your phone pretty soon after you get up in the morning, and then you see these things, this email, this news, this notification, this text, and it ends up changing your mood. Like that joy and happiness you felt kind of gets taken away. And you kind of think to yourself, why did I look at my phone then? I should have just kept going with my day, had family worship, or had my devotional time. But when those moments happen where that sense of joy you feel when you wake up is kind of taken away before you continue your day, how do you get past that? How do you move past that kind of hiccup in the morning to continue with worship or with devotional time or with whatever it is that's next in your day? The other day I had this happen to me, and the hymn that we ended up singing for worship that morning is what inspired this podcast. Yes, the other morning I hopped onto my phone. I don't remember why. I think I wanted to check something. Like, I had it in my head to check it, and so I was going to. It must have been an email or something, because that's how I discovered this news that I ended up reading. So I hopped onto my phone before having family worship, so this news that I read completely distracted me, even into family worship time. And I like to be informed about what's going on, but at the same time, there's so much going on all the time that it becomes really noisy and really distracting and often emotional, because a lot of things are sad, or a lot of things, you know, make other people angry or make me angry because this is happening. And because of that, I recently had to remove Instagram from my phone, which I've done in the past before, because I find it to be incredibly distracting. Even if I just went on it, you know, for like a minute or two, something on there, whether I'm scrolling or in somebody's story, is like obviously going to take my attention, especially if it's something that is an emotional trigger. So I had to remove it from my phone, and I'm always glad when I do that, because number one, that distraction is removed, and I don't feel like, oh, I'm taking a water break, I'm just going to check Instagram for a few seconds. Like, that's removed, that's gone. And then also, like I said previously, how the news is often just noise in my head. That's what happens with social media feeds. And so even though I stopped scrolling through Instagram, well, of course, sometimes I'd find myself scrolling the first three posts and I'm like remember, you're not going to scroll because scrolling leads to added time that you're spending on your device. I was looking at people's stories, and that's pretty much the same thing as scrolling. It's just a different, you know, different thing, I guess. So why did I bring that up? Maybe I brought it up because it's noise. It becomes noise. Yeah. And so removing that from my day has always benefited me because I don't feel distracted. I mean, some of it is obviously good. I know a lot of people who are expecting children, and I like to, you know, see what's going on in their life. But other things, I just like end up affecting me in a negative way. And then there's also that automatic like sense of I have to post this, or this is would be nice to post, or kind of comparing myself to another mom or another family, even though that's not my intention. I don't think it's ever anyone's intention, but it happens. And I don't want my children to always expect a phone in front of them whenever something is happening. So I'm also aware of that as well. The more you bring out a camera or a phone or an iPad, the more your children are going to expect those things to be in front of them whenever they do something or whenever you're having a moment that doesn't necessarily need to be recorded. So, of course, all of these things go through my head, and it's hard. It gets really hard sometimes. Anyway, yes, distracting. Things are distracting. And when I read this particular news that morning before family worship, I was distracted into when we started singing a hymn, and I told myself, don't get distracted, just don't think about it, just move on. I realized what song we were singing a few lines into it, and it was the hymn called Faith is the Victory. And you know, I don't know if this has happened to you sometimes, but when you sing a hymn, like you've sung it so many times that sometimes the words don't just, they just kind of float out of your mouth and you don't really think about it. And other times you really think about it and you're like, wow, these words are actually really strong, or they're really applicable to my situation at the moment. And so that is what happened while we were singing the song. And that was what pushed me through that cloud of distraction. As I've mentioned before in the previous episode, I am a highly emotional person. I think it's a curse. I'm waiting for it to be that blessing part of it to show up. And maybe it has, and I just haven't realized it. But I feel like most of the time it's a curse because I'm affected so much by other people's grief and loss and experiences that I feel like I'm experiencing them in some way. And it really affects me. And it's not always easy to talk about this because people might think like, oh, just get over it. Stop being such a drama queen. Stop being so in your head all the time. And yeah, I don't want to be in my head all the time. So not only do I feel like I'm experiencing other people's experiences, but I also start to think, like, when is that going to happen to me? Like, or what would I do if that happens to me? Or I should be mourning with them, even though I'm not going through that and I don't want to go through that. But I feel like the world has to stop and kind of mourn with them, even if I'm not going through that particular thing. I don't know if that makes any sense, but all that to say, I get triggered really easily with other people's hurt. And this song, this hymn, Faith is the Victory, just reminds me, okay, I need to breathe. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I had to take a breath. Sorry, I don't even know if you understood anything I was saying because I was trying to say it through tears. Anyway. So the hymn was a reminder that our faith truly is the victory. that's how we overcome anything that we are to face. That doesn't mean I'm like not deathly afraid of certain things happening, but clinging to our faith is what makes us victorious. That's what this hymn is about. And that's a lesson that we learn as we spend time with God and as we read certain things in the Bible. Everybody in there had a measure of faith and had to practice out their faith in various degrees. All of us here have to do the same thing. I know sometimes it gets hard to practice our faith when, gosh, there's just so many circumstances that I can't even... Everybody has their own story and how faith has helped them or how they've struggled to hold on to their faith, especially if every day is a challenge or every day some kind of struggle happens or there's just this loss and grief that feels almost impossible to climb over. I honestly don't know how I would deal with it. But many of you out there maybe have such strong and powerful examples of how your faith has helped you and become victorious in whatever it was or it is that you're dealing with. I'd like to hear those stories. I'm always asking for your input and for your messages because I like when we all encourage each other, and I'm encouraged when I hear other people's experiences and testimonies and about their faith and about their walk through this life, believing in God and having faith and sticking to it even when people might ridicule you for your faith or think you're ridiculous for keeping the Sabbath, things like that. Anyway, this was an emotional post, you guys. Because something else I saw this morning also made me really emotional. So that's why it's emotional. Nevertheless, I did want to get this out there because that moment of being distracted and then having that hymn be the hymn that we sang that morning refocused my thoughts and encouraged me to record this. So how do you practice your faith? How is faith victorious in your life? And if you feel like you want to share, please do. Please leave a message. All right, everyone. I will see you. I will catch you in the next episode. All right. Bye. I also briefly wanted to share this quote that I have that's posted up on a bulletin board in the room that I'm recording in. And I really like it. And I feel like it could be applied to this podcast and just also in general. And so I'm going to share that with you now. So someone had given this to me, I think, passed it out to me. I don't remember where I was, but I've kept it ever since then. And so it's just this sheet of paper, and it has the following printed on it. So Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And then following that is a quote from Steps to Christ, which says, consecrate yourself to God in the morning. Make this your very first work. Let your prayer be, take me, O Lord, as wholly thine. I lay all my plans at thy feet. Use me today in thy service. Abide with me, and let all my work be wrought in thee. This is a daily matter. Each morning, consecrate yourself to God for that day. Surrender all your plans to him, to be carried out or given up as his providence shall indicate. Thus, day by day, you may be giving your life into the hands of God, and thus your life will be molded more and more after the life of Christ. And then underneath that is a prayer from, I think it's a book called Passionate Prayer. So this is what the prayer says. Dear Heavenly Father, please use me in a special way today to bring others closer to you. Make me a blessing in someone's life. I ask for wisdom to know your will and strength and courage to carry it out. O Lord, I want to be a powerful soul-winning tool for you. Thank you for being the awesome God that you are. I love you. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. I hope that last part, that prayer that I just read, was as refreshing to you as it was, as it is for me as I read it. And this is the kind of joy that I was talking about in the beginning, that joy that you feel just because you wake up knowing that you love God and that God loves you. And sometimes that permeates throughout the day, as it should. And then other times it's harder because you are witnessing a very sad thing, a sad story or a sad news article or something that your loved one is going through. And for this love that God pours out on us to permeate through those experiences can sometimes be really tough. I know it is for me. So it's these moments where I feel this refreshing that I pray to God that this is what I have when I am faced with something that is going to make me feel emotional. So I just wanted to share that with you. And yeah, like I said before, share the ways that you go through, that you get through the things that you have faced in your life or what you are facing right now, today, this moment, and how those things can be examples to other people. So I know I'm not alone when I say, man, I cannot wait for that promise of Revelation 21, 3 and 4, where there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, or pain. All of that will pass away, and we will be happy forever. I want that now. But we can be encouraged to live out our faith on this earth. That's what we're called to do, right? Anyway, all right. I said goodbye already, so I'm going to say bye again, for real. All right. Bye, everyone. God.